I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
Hey guys, Rafi here from the Endgame Investor, and today we're going to talk about George Gammon and why he's wrong about gold and Argentina. He came out with a video last month. I'm going to play snippets of it here, and the link is in the description below, where George is explaining why gold is not liquid in Argentina, and then coming to the conclusion that because gold is not liquid in Argentina right now, and instead they're using US dollars, that we're never going to be trading in gold or silver directly, though silver was a little bit easier. He walked around Argentina, basically tried to get people to exchange gold and silver for dollars, I think it was. And he was mostly unsuccessful, especially with gold. He couldn't sell the gold for dollars because dollars are much more liquid than gold in Argentina. That is all true. What George is missing, what he's wrong about, is that when the dollar collapses, he assumes that you won't go to gold directly as money. Because even George can't seem to wrap his head around the concept that in a dollar crash, in a dollar hyperinflation, all currencies hyperinflate, and therefore nobody will exchange gold for any currency. Instead, they will use gold directly. I'm going to play the relevant clip here and then explain why George is wrong. Now, when I say that George is wrong, doesn't mean I dislike George. George is a great guy. I love George Gammon.
I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
He has very good commentary. A lot of what he says in this video is true. He's just missing the final step where it puts it all together, and it explains that in the end game, when there is no more dollar, then gold becomes the most liquid commodity, because the only reason that any currencies have any value is either because they are gold derivatives like the US dollar, or US dollar derivatives like every other currency, or some combination of being a gold derivative and a dollar derivative. And that means, from a logical, purely logical, positive standpoint, that when the US dollar, the main gold derivative, when it collapses, then there are no more functional currencies. And so there is no currency trading. And the entire angle that George Gammon is trying to prove, coming to Argentina, trying to exchange gold for a currency that he can then buy stuff with, that's not working. But that's not going to be what is happening. Okay, we'll just play the clip and I'll explain from there.
But let's just say for a moment that the US dollar is hyperinflating and the Swiss franc isn't. So he's holding on to Swiss francs. So you go to this gold dealer and he says, okay, I'll give you $50,000. And you say, no, I don't want that.
Okay, first of all, the hypothetical here is that let's say that the US dollar is hyperinflating, but the Swiss franc isn't. Well, that can't actually happen because the Swiss franc is a US dollar derivative to a large degree. The Swiss National Bank has mostly US dollars and US treasuries on its balance sheet, which means that the Swiss franc is backed by US dollars. Therefore, you can't have a situation where the US dollar is hyperinflating, but the Swiss franc isn't. If the backing of the Swiss franc is collapsing, then so is the Swiss franc in purchasing power.
I want to sell you this gold, but I don't want to sell it to you for a hyperinflating currency. I want to sell it to you for a currency that is stable relative to goods and services that I'm buying. So then the gold dealer says, okay, well, there's no way I'm going to give you my Swiss francs. And you say, George, why wouldn't he do that? Wouldn't he want the gold even more than Swiss francs? Because that's a fiat currency and that's likely losing value. But what you're not realizing is that, let's say the gold dealer does get the gold. Now, what does he do with it? If he's a gold dealer, he's there to make money, not just collect gold, right? So now he's got to find a buyer for that $50,000 worth of gold that will give him not the dollars that are hyperinflating, but the Swiss francs that are maintaining their value.
The real answer to the question of why would he accept your gold is because he wants to sell you something, and the gold is the money that he's trying to enrich himself with. It is true that nobody will accept gold until everyone accepts gold. And the only way everyone is going to accept gold directly is if no currency is functioning at all. If every currency is hyperinflating, which is what will happen when the US dollar hyperinflates, because every other currency is based on the US dollar, and all of the central banks of the world have a reserve of US dollars to back up their currencies, which makes the dollar the reserve currency of the world. It's not just a statement. It's not just a bunch of words. It means that the dollar backs every currency. So if the dollar crashes, all currencies crash. You don't have anybody trading gold for currencies to buy things with. There's no currency middleman anymore between money and transactions. There's no more gold derivatives because they are all dead. And so why do people start accepting gold and silver? Because that is the money. It's the only one left. Now, it is true, as long as there is a bank derivative in the middle of the equation, like the US dollar, which is a gold derivative, then the government can issue banking decrees and say you can only take out such and such amount of cash every day in dollars or pesos or whatever it is, and that way choke off the system and keep the hyperinflation just running at a slow boil and drawing it out for years and years and years because of the US dollar that is holding on the system in a death grip.
It was the dukes. It was the dukes.
But once the US dollar dies, then nobody's going to want bank accounts at all of any currency at all. And they're just going to trade physical gold and silver one to another, take it out of your pocket, hand it to the guy. Silver is going to be much more liquid, which is why it's going to descend to a 15-to-1 ratio, because it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to actually trade gold for retail amounts of stuff, which is going to be the function that brings gold to silver down to 15-to-1 so people can use silver to buy things. But there aren't going to be any currency exchanges of gold between currencies because all currencies will be worthless. And when all currencies are worthless, it's not like people make a rational decision to go to gold and silver. It's that they have no other choice. It is a pyramid, an inverted pyramid, and the base of it is gold and silver. As long as part of that pyramid remains functional, mostly the US dollar, as long as it remains functional, then the monsters have control of the system. They can lock down the bank accounts so that people can't withdraw cash and draw out the hyperinflation. But once the dollar is dead, they can no longer do this. Gold and silver become money directly for a short period of time until a new derivative system can be devised, which is going to be hopefully much more decentralized and honest, because it's going to have to be tested by the market in order for it to have any legitimacy as a gold derivative. But what George, again, just doesn't get is that once the dollar dies, there are no more currencies. The only currencies that can survive a dollar crash are those that go to gold and silver as their backing. And those backings are going to have to be tested by the market, or the derivatives will be rejected, even if they are supposedly backed by gold and silver at their respective central banks. And so while George is very correct about a lot of what is going on in Argentina, he misses the final step of the end game when, yes, we are going to return to a world where you're going to have to reach into your pockets, pull out some coins, and buy stuff with them. I don't know how long it's going to last, but that is the reset of the monetary system when all the derivatives are cleaned out like the garbage they are.
The city used its mob connections to obtain a rocket and launch the garbage into outer space.
Including Bitcoin and all unbacked blockchains. I don't even know if gold-backed blockchains are going to survive, because I don't know if they're hoaxes, and I don't know what's going to happen if the electrical system is down or the electrical grid or whatever you want to call it. But yes, George, you're going to accept gold and silver when everyone else does, and everyone else will accept gold and silver when there literally is nothing else to accept as a money.
Hey, George, wait!
This video is brought to you by Miles Franklin Precious Metals. Call 855-GAME-END or email endgameinvestor@milesfranklin.com if you want your gold and silver. And yes, you will be using it as money for a short period of time. And they will once again be the most liquid commodities in the world, and therefore money. The first special this week is 1 ounce South African Krugerrands, only $49 over spot. There's also 2024 one-tenth ounce gold Canadian maple leaves while supplies last, only $29 over melt. And some people have asked me, what's the difference between melt and spot? And the answer is melt is the amount over the actual coin, where over spot is the amount over the spot price. And so a one-tenth ounce gold Canadian maple leaf, $29 over melt, would be $290 over spot, because you're multiplying one-tenth by 10 to get 1 ounce, and then you have the dollars over spot. 1 ounce South African silver Krugerrand is only $3.10 over spot. It's a 1 ounce coin. Therefore, the term is over spot rather than over melt. And you have also 1/2 ounce Canadian polar bears while supplies last, only $2.50 over melt. Why over melt? Because it's a 1/2 ounce coin. Therefore, it's $5 over spot. You get the point. Okay. And one thing about these Canadian polar bears, I spoke to Andy Shepman, and yes, they are backed by real polar bears. They are in a vault somewhere in Antarctica. And if you go to that vault, you can get your polar bear. And as always, you can support me by signing up to the Endgame Investor at Endgame Investor at Substack, link in the description below. And you can be my patron on Patreon for as little as $3 a month to get ancient lessons about money, economics, government, gold and silver, and things like that. Last week, we went into a mythical city in Africa that was full of gold and silver, and Alexander's trip to that country and why they are so full of gold and silver. Get that lesson for free in the link in the description below. And if you're interested in that kind of stuff, sign up to be my patron on Patreon. Thanks. Have a nice day. And I'll see you guys probably next week.